about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Attention, radio listeners.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Founded in 1999, the World Canine Freestyle Organization has now grown to over 20 chapters in 17 countries. And their ultimate goal? To one day see musical canine freestyle become an Olympic sport.
No.
Who can bring the dazzle, the pizzazz, the showmanship? The stage is set. The goal is clear. It's time to dance with the dogs.
And their ultimate goal? To one day see musical canine freestyle become an Olympic sport.
And God forbid that it would ever happen. It would be a national tragedy of historic proportions if it were to happen.
He should be scored! It could have been Spicoli and changed the whole thing around!
And now...
And by the way, just out of curiosity, where Mickey is at?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is Tuesday, the 16th of Poon.
Vagina.
That as well.
Wow.
I'm here on time. Why is everyone yelling at me? Because I get here on time.
Because you ruin everything when you do that.
Ralph doesn't get to do his wacky Kevin impression, which the kids look forward to every
reload.
You
haven't been on time at a location broadcast in 20 years.
How dare you?
We always have fun with it, and today you show up and ruin everyone's fun.
I am here at all times.
I am here at all times on the show.
Were you on time yesterday?
This just is a random day just to kind of throw out just one example of a day that maybe would be worth asking.
Yesterday specifically?
Yeah.
And by on time, you mean what?
When the show began, right. Were you actually in front of a microphone prepared to contribute?
I'm going
to
say, well, I'm never prepared. I'm going to say technically, no.
Okay. That's
if you want to be technical.
So that's why Ralph says we're disappointed to see you when 5:30 rolls around and there's our captain.
So technically, no.
So we get that Kevin instead, which is more fun.
Can I start complaining about how hot it is yet?
Jesus.
It's awfully hot.
It's cool. It's a cool morning
very
here in Los
hot.
Angeles.
I may have to take my shirt off.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, please do.
Is that what you said in the sauna last night?
Well, we have some stories to tell you about last night. First of all, I'm exhausted because Dave and I did not leave the Finnish consulate until, are you ready? Because you guys know me. I mean, you know how I roll, right?
6:30?
Well, no, we didn't get there till 6.
All right.
9:15.
Wow.
9:15. I know, right?
How are you upright?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, and you talk about the debate we were having yesterday. Is it worth even going to bed at that point? I mean, if you're getting...
Because you're only
going to
get 6 hours of
sleep. Yeah, if you're getting out of there at 9:15, why bother putting your head on the pillow? You might as well just stay up. That's how I felt. But
plus, you must have been all jazzed being in a sauna with some hot models and all.
All those Finnish supermodels.
You know how that goes. We had we'll tell you about it next hour, but I brought a gift. I bought a gift from the Finnish people.
Okay.
I brought a gift that was given to me. It's
not like dried whitefish jerky or something, is it? Something bad?
What if I were to tell you that
it
is?
Band name.
It is alcohol.
Wow.
What if I were to tell you that it is alcohol?
This is the first time Bean's ever given alcohol to anyone.
Yeah. And it was in Helsinki yesterday morning and was flown here on a plane with some fins. And they gave it to me last night, and I'm going to present
their
it to you this morning.
Planes have fins?
Yeah, but it's not made out of, like, sturgeon eggs or something, is
no,
it?
No, it's there's a story behind it, and I'll be sharing it. And I think – I don't know what time your bar opens here, Ralph, at the super secret location.
I believe 6 a.m. is legal for California.
Okay. Well, I brought my own, so you guys will enjoy that.
Here's the thing with Bean. Those of you that don't know what he's talking about, he is going to Finland on vacation, and the consulate – here said, hey, why don't you stop by for a sauna? And he pictures, of course, Finnish supermodels.
Absolutely, yeah. Like the Swedish bikini team in the commercials, for the beer commercials.
Right.
Yeah, there's a reason they're not the Finnish bikini team, by the way.
Well, they could have been. The Finns were too hot.
And we picture women weightlifters. That's what we picture.
Yeah, exactly.
That are about 70 years past their prime. So Bean went last night to sauna, which they do naked most of the time.
Yes, sure. They do. Very traditional.
And co-ed most of the time.
That's correct. That's correct. So we will reveal all about the big evening that the king and I
hope you're not revealing all. I hope you keep some things
no, that was last night.
Covered.
Yeah, very funny stories from last night. But the reason we're here today, the reason we are outside in the sweltering 150-degree heat right now.
It's actually cold this morning.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
What's wrong with you?
I'm burning out. I'm just burning out.
You need to get checked out.
I've got to get out of here.
You need to see your physician.
It's not that he's hot, Ralph. It's just that he has to complain about something.
No, I'm complaining because it's so hot. It's unbearable out here. But anyway, the reason that we're here in the super secret location on the surface of the sun, hey, Lisa May.
Hello. How are you?
Ooh. How are you?
I'm good.
Stop it.
Is because we're doing a little breakfast with a band called Incubus today.
Breakfast. I'm not familiar with their work, but I hear good things.
They're very, very good. Yeah. I think you'll enjoy them very much.
All right. Are we going to try to take phone calls? Is that our attempt here? Because sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't.
Psycho Mike, what do you think? Is possible?
It would be possible. I think it would work. We don't have any phone calls on the line. And by none, I mean none.
Right.
Well.
Right, but I was saying if we want to tell people to call,
yes.
we can do that.
I don't want to do that if we're not going to take the calls.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can give it a shot. Technically, I think it should work.
Did you did you play the little thing that tells people to call?
I did, and that's a hit or miss, but it did not work this morning.
All right, well, I'm sure somebody out there has something to say at 1-800-520-1067. If you can hear the show, you can call the show, you can be on the air, and you can contribute. And we are going to take your calls, and of course, you get a valuable prize to go along with that, too. 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
I didn't get much sleep last night either, but not because of saunas or fins.
What was it because?
My wife decided to have a cackling hen watching The Bachelorette night at my house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she had a passel of her girlfriends over to watch The Bachelorette.
I didn't know that show was still on.
Oh, it's on. Oh, it's on 2 hours every Monday. That's what it's on.
Was it 8 to 10, 9 to 11?
I think it's 7 to midnight.
Wow.
I think they take the 2 hours worth of programming and just stretch it out over five.
And they were a little loud?
They were cocktailing and drinking wine and laughing and gossiping about Jillian and Eric and Kip. And whoever,
Kip is on that show?
All the guys that, she's deciding to be with. And
Eric.
I got to say, that's not a good show.
Were you in there with
even
them?
Even through the floor.
Were you in there watching?
No, I was not. I was trying to sleep.
Yeah,
and
can't do that.
You can't do that when there's a house full of people.
My wife has a girls' night. Everyone has to host it once a month. They come over, I'm gone. I got to go someplace else, go to a movie or something.
It is.
The sound is crushing.
It's a crazy sound. those laughs, and they try to, and then they can't hear each other because they're laughing so hard. So they up the ante when it comes to volume and conversation, and eventually it becomes a cacophony, if you will.
Yeah,
and I think you will.
Well, women are no goddamn good. That's what
they're lovely. They're wonderful.
Years,
I'm just thinking maybe weeknights may not be the night for girls' night.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you. Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. Let's give this a try. 1-800-520-1067. Call now for Kevin Beans. What did you nephew?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
We are not as gifted in the wireless internet department at this location as we might ordinarily be. So
you're flying blind?
Psycho Mike, you're going to have to help us out with who's calling us this morning.
It's a set of Skullcandy Full Metal Jacket Earbuds is the prize, by the way, and a Skullcandy Swag Pack.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's start with Michael. He's talking to us about Erotica LA.
Hi, Mike.
Sup? Nothing much. What do you call it? So I was at Erotica LA, and it was awesome because you realize that these are actual people, and I didn't like that.
But by these, you mean porn stars, adult film stars?
Yeah, the other people.
Yeah, they sure are.
Wait a minute. You're saying that they're people?
Yeah, I was really not cool with that.
And you didn't like that.
So, in other words, it interfered with your objectification of women.
Exactly, and that just not work at all.
Yeah, you're going to have to pass. You're just going to have to get over that, dude. I mean, they're...
Well, to avoid running the risk of that, maybe you want to avoid meeting them in person and just, you know, stay at home with your DVD player and your Jergens.
See, I thought that too until I saw Gianna Michaels, and then I was over it at that point.
No. Okay, so now you're fine with it again.
Yeah, now I'm fine with it again, and then I'm not okay at the same time. So look, that's when I watch it now.
But. Here's the beautiful thing about porn, though, and you bring up an excellent point, and I'm glad you called about this, is that there are new, you know, 18-year-old girls going into porn every single day that you don't know.
Here's the thing. Lightning and I were down this weekend, and we were saying to each other, we have hit the golden age, because it used to be there was Jenna Jameson and then a bunch of sort of okay-looking girls doing porn. Now that you see the women, especially in person when you see them up close and personal, these girls could be professional regular models. They could be walking runways. They could be, you know, actresses. They could do anything they want. They're so incredibly beautiful, one after another.
But, Ralph, did you know that they're human beings?
No, that's a rumor. Said. That's a rumor.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
You just have to work your way through it, dude. Thanks
that
for the call.
All right.
All right, let's go to Joe. He wants to talk about Megan Fox.
All right.
Ooh.
That's a good choice.
Guys.
Hi,
you
Joe.
Nephew?
What'd it do?
Lisa May.
Hello,
Joe. Three words. Megan Fox, cold.
Yes. seen the photos. Is that the Paris premiere you're talking about?
That is the Paris premiere. It is just mesmerizing.
Yeah, she brought it.
She brought it hard. Let's say.
She's not the only one.
I don't know what he means by that.
No, I don't either.
She was chilly on the red carpet.
No, I know. I got that part. Fox, oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Well, Egotastic has about 20 pictures, and they're just from every angle. And
easy. Did you like that sound?
Hey, what was that noise?
She is sexing it up on this tour, this tour around the world promoting her Transformers
movie. Suppose the day she wore burkas, Bean? I suppose when she was not washing her hair, wearing any makeup?
Okay, it's one thing to dress up. It's another thing to wear a dress like she has a couple of times on this tour that is essentially cut all the way up to her hoo-ha. I mean, she's really leaving very little of the imagination this time around.
Stop.
All right. We need you off the phone immediately, sir.
Not happy with
Let's try one more call, Mike. I think that's all we have time for. Who do you like?
All right. Let's talk to Rich. He had a problem with his wife last night.
Okay. Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Hey,
going
Rich.
Around.
Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Okay, so I was out with my sons for the weekend, and we were out at a bar, and we were dancing with some girls and getting drunk, and you know, after the end of the night, we got in the car, and my phone was in my pocket, and it dialed my wife accidentally at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Excellent.
We were talking all this smack about hooking up with these girls.
And excellent.
Taking them back to the hotel room.
Good.
And I didn't know that this message was being left on my wife's phone. So what happened was about 3:30 in the morning, I got a phone call from my wife, and she was irate. She's like, where were you last night?
See, this is what I'm telling you guys about women.
Yeah, they're
complain,
no good.
Complain, complain, complain.
Totally her fault.
It is bad, yeah. So what did you do?
So I told her, I said, well, what are you talking about? And she said, you left me a voicemail last night. And I said, no, I didn't. I never called you. And she said, oh, yeah, you did. And she played it back to me. And I remember that exact moment. We were in the car. We were, you know, not that I can drinking and driving, but I was DD. I was a designated driver.
Sure.
And I remember that moment. We were in the car. You know, the guys are drunk, and we were just talking smack about hooking up with these girls. And I was not, needless to say, I've been in the doghouse ever since.
So what's your question?
What's that?
What's your question? You said you had a question.
No, I didn't have a question.
Oh, you just wanted to say you're in trouble.
You just wanted to brag about what a bad husband you are?
You know, right?
Yeah, right. You know, right?
I find your story hard to believe because you don't sound like a guy who talks very long. I can't believe you left a rambling,
how long
incoherent
that message, was?
Message. Exactly. All right. Thanks for
the call.
Well,
congratulations.
Sorry, but I'm about to lose you because I'm about to drive into a tunnel in a canyon on an airplane while hanging up the phone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to happen. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
Justin Bartha.
Yeah.
From The Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
He is the groom.
I still haven't seen this film yet, but I understand he's not in it all that much, right?
Well,
he's kind of he's the missing link. He's the one they're looking for.
They lose him.
Right.
At the bachelor party, and then they are freaking out because the next day is the wedding.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him today. We have Jay Lewis, who is doing an MTV show called Is She Really Going Out With Him? This is the dude that did Hot Chicks with Douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that coming up. We got Bean and Dave showering with the elderly at the Finnish consulate. We got that coming up as well. And Breakfast with Incubus.
There you go. That's the way.
Oh, Breakfast with Incubus.
Doesn't matter what else we do today, because Breakfast with Incubus, that's what people are going to remember. That's coming up. We got the Ralph Showbiz Beat next on K-Rock. Ruben Studdard on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7.
Yeah,
KROQ.
Velvet Teddy Bear.
And it is 5:52.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live this morning at a super-secret location that involves Tupperware. That's all I can say. I can't say no more, but it definitely involves hundreds of pieces of Tupperware.
It does indeed.
Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Breakfast with Incubus coming up later on this morning, plus the Queen with a W. She's the homeless woman that has become an international superstar thanks to TMZ and Funny or Die. We will catch up with and find out what's going on with the Queen coming up after 6 right now. Ralph's got our first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Just when you thought this old David Letterman, Sarah Palin thing was going away.
How can it keep going?
Because, Kevin, some people refuse to have a sense of humor about things.
Right, but that was a month ago.
And choose to try to use it to their political advantage.
And they did that for a month ago.
Well, today there's supposed to be a planned rally of Sarah Palin supporters outside the Ed Sullivan Theater demanding that David Letterman be fired.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Dave apologize again?
Yep.
For something that he didn't do?
Last night he apologized yet again.
Uh-huh.
This time it was a completely serious apology. And the Letterman camp is hoping this is enough. Let me read to you what he said last night. I told a joke that was beyond flawed, and my intent is completely meaningless compared to the perception. And since it was a joke I told, I feel I need to do the right thing here and apologize for having told that joke. It's not your fault that it was misunderstood. It's my fault. I would like to apologize especially to the two daughters involved, Bristol and Willow, and also to the governor and her family and everyone else who was outraged by the joke. I'm sorry about it, and I'll try to do better in the future.
Is it any wonder the rest of the world hates us?
Here's the thing. It's not completely aside from the fact, his intent.
I don't think so either.
I think it has to be factored in. You have to understand that. And if you're the Palins, you have to say, it was a joke, maybe we thought it was in poor taste, but let's all move forward, shall we?
She's a shrewd politician, though.
Is she?
Yes.
Is this doing her any good?
Yes, she is a shrewd politician.
Is this doing her
good?
This
is, and I don't mean this in a euphemistically sexual way, it is energizing her base. I mean, it really is. This is the red meat that a lot of conservatives love.
Yep.
But where's the meat in the red meat? This isn't even meat.
They don't care.
It doesn't matter if there actually is a there. It just matters that it gives a conservative governor a chance to be outraged at the liberal media.
Well, the upside is it's given David Letterman's ratings a big shot in the pants, so he's doing better for it.
I think he's doing the wrong thing by apologizing
multiple times.
But you know what?
I think it's ridiculous for him to have to apologize over and over and over again for a joke that he made.
Remind you guys that he works for CBS? And Don Imus shouldn't have had to apologize either. But what happens is these things snowball and advertisers pull out and people protest and stock prices go down as if that's possible for CBS. And the next thing you know, you're fired.
But what Letterman said is very different than what Don Imus said.
Very.
Getting knocked up in the seventh inning by Alex Rodriguez is obviously a joke that has been crafted. It is completely facetious and has no basis in fact whatsoever.
It wasn't even a slam.
But you can't, somebody's offended by everything that you say, and that may be the joke that's less offensive than the other one.
My point is that everyone somewhere is going to be offended by everything you say, so how can you live your life just apologizing for every joke that
you
make?
Well, you can't, and you shouldn't, but unfortunately that is the world
in
which we live.
Stop being on Sarah Palin's side.
Yeah, seriously.
Why are you?
Don Imus, do you think Mr. Letterman should apologize or not?
I'm going to tell you, what he said was inappropriate. I should apologize. For the 40 minutes before 45 minutes past the hour, when it comes to sports, Big and Rich got a lot of stuff.
All right.
I wish anyone in our audience knew who that was.
Put your hat on.
A lot funnier.
CBS is going to hold him down.
All right, Don. Okay. Run out of time here, Don. Moving on. Imagine you're in Selma, Texas.
I'm in Selma, Texas.
And you drive through the drive-through at your local Wendy's.
Yep.
And the girl in the counter behind the window there?
Yeah.
Eva Longoria Parker.
What?
How do you like me now? How do you like my fantasy now?
I like you very much.
Wait, running the drive-through? Yes. Hi, can I take your order? Here's your Frosty, sir.
Drive on
through.
And when you pull up to her, you go, I'd like to change my order.
Yes.
You don't mind?
I'd like to buy the shirt off you. Apparently, she was at the local Wendy's in Selma, Texas, where she used to work as a teen.
Sweet.
Running the drive-through. She was there for Father's Day Frosty Weekend, which is an event apparently held by Wendy's restaurant to benefit the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
Okay. Isn't Father's Day still coming up?
It's Sunday. It is. It's this Sunday, but all week long they're having this event. If you buy a Frosty, they give a certain amount of money to this adoption program.
I got you.
And so apparently while she was there, Eva talked about the fact that she has plans to adopt with Tony Parker. They're going to adopt a baby, as opposed to her getting all bent out of shape, which I think is a good idea.
Great news.
And she said she remembered the register while she was there. She remembered how the whole thing worked, and so she was there working at her old Wendy's and stuff. Texas. So.
About that. But you know, the best part about that story is when she wanted to, she walked away.
Yeah.
That's true.
You don't have to
come back tomorrow.
Right.
That's the best thing about working at the old Wendy's. Megan Fox is in the news. I know we mentioned her earlier this morning, but apparently she is sad.
Oh,
who's making
her sad?
Who's making her sad? Well, no one really. Oh. The fact is that she used to have a pet pig.
Yeah.
And she had to give it up when she moved recently. And she said the experience has broken her heart.
I'm sad.
Is it with her ex? Is that the deal?
No. Apparently, the place where she moved in didn't have room for a pig.
Hmm.
Her pet, named Piggy Smalls, Get it? Piggy Smalls.
I like it.
That's actually pretty
cool. I like it. Was her best friend, she says, but he's very happy in his new home, and she misses him desperately. I don't get people who can give a pet away. I would just move into a place where I could take my pet with me.
She certainly has the money.
Yeah.
I would like to give Megan some pork to make up for that and to make her feel better. I'm just saying. I'd like to do what I can to improve her situation.
You want to give her another pig? I don't understand what you're saying.
Kevin. See, I mean, this is why we want you to be right.
If you were moving, would you say, sorry, Reggie, didn't work out. Got a new place to live.
How nice is the place I'm moving to?
Wrong guy to ask. Yeah. Wrong guy to ask.
Is it like a really bitchin' mansion or something?
Yeah, it's really bitchin', but
then
you can't
Reggie
have a dog.
Reggie will have good time on the farm, wherever he's headed. He's a freaking dog. I'm a human. I win.
Oh, well, that's it. That does make... Now I'm sad, just like Megan Fox.
Miss California, former Miss California, Carrie Prejean, has gotten fired yet again.
Yes.
From?
She was hired by a company called Sledge USA, which has a clothing line.
Right.
Which sounds like a horrible name for a clothing line, by the way. What are you wearing? I'm wearing my new Sledges. She was supposed to be the spokesperson for that clothing line, but they fired her and backed out of the deal this week. The brand manager told E! Online that Carrie didn't keep any of her appointments.
That sounds consistent.
Never
with
showed
her
up for any of the meetings regarding her contract.
What is her deal? That's what you hear about everything about her. She misses appointments. She doesn't even care.
And so they had to boot her. He said it had nothing to do with the loss of her crown last week. She just didn't live up to her end of the bargain. Now, if three different people from three different sources say this about you, then it's you. You know, she can't claim that it's political anymore.
It's because she doesn't want gays to marry. That's why. She's being persecuted, Ralph. Yeah. You know that.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
Now we know what the world's most watched TV show is. What do you think? What do you think is the most watched show around the world?
A regularly broadcast show?
Regularly broadcast television show on a major network that is syndicated around the world. What is the most popular show around the world?
Simpsons.
Not the
Sabado
Simpsons.
Gigante.
Not Sabado Gigante. House.
What?
With my boy Hugh Laurie.
Really?
Apparently, according to Eurodata TV worldwide, an estimated 81.8 million viewers in 66 countries watch the show every week.
Wow.
That's much more than the two other candidates, which were CSI and CSI Miami. And apparently it is the biggest show in the world.
It is a great show.
It is. I'm surprised it translates
around
the world, but I was interested to hear that. And speaking of TV, hard times have fallen on Sesame Street.
Uh-oh.
PBS faces a $3.4 million budget shortfall in its upcoming fiscal year. And so they're going to have to cut back on that show's production, reducing the staff by 10%, about 45 positions in general. PBS is starting to lay off people, and Sesame Street says it will be affected by the cuts. In fact, Oscar the Grouch has trash can foreclosed upon.
Oh, no way.
He's going to move out. He's moving into a piece of Tupperware, I think.
And he can't take his pig.
And he can't take his pig. That's right.
Very sad story.
And Michael Jackson's back in the news.
Excellent.
He's trying to get in peak physical condition before he headlines his London tour at the O2 Arena in London this summer.
He's 30 years too late to attempt that.
He's working out. He's getting. We need like a montage. Need a training montage of Michael Jackson getting in peak physical condition for his tour.
Yeah.
You won't believe who's training him, by the way. He's doing some personal training, some weight training. He's training with weights.
Psycho Mike?
Nope.
Oh, Freddie Roach?
Great, though, wouldn't it? Nope.
I don't say anything bad about anybody, but Michael Jackson is an asshole.
Quentin Rampage Jackson.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
I think he'd get the ponytail.
I think we give up. Right. Lou Ferrigno.
What?
The Hulk.
Oh.
Is currently hanging out with Michael Jackson, giving him some weight training tips.
What would that sound like?
Like you got to lift the weight more.
What?
You have to lift the weight more.
Apparently, Michael now currently weighs in at 126 pounds,
soaking wet.
And he's trying to put on a couple pounds of muscle to keep him strong throughout the tour. Lou says they became friends years ago, and Michael feels safe working out with him.
How much would you pay for the video of Michael Jackson working out?
All
whatever you got.
All the money, that's what I would pay.
That's awesome.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Actor John Cho is 37 years old today. Our old buddy Petros Papadakis,
The
P, celebrates his birthday today. Kings of Leon singer Nathan Followill is 30. And actress Missy Peregrim. One of the reasons I will miss Reaper the most is that adorable little Missy Peregrim. She's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 27 minutes after 6 o'clock.
This is
Ralph is applauding.
The Kevin Amin Show at a super secret location. Let me tell you what I've learned already here this morning.
What's that?
Bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks dig Incubus.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. That's what I have learned is chicks dig Incubus.
But their lead singer's so ugly.
I know. They see past that because they're all about the music,
wow,
Ralph.
That's great.
Anyway, Incubus is going to be live on the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 o'clock this morning. Interview and performance. You can listen to it here on the radio, and why wouldn't you? And you can also watch it. Go to kevinandbean.com, and you can see it there as well.
Yeah, we're webcasting it. You know how I found that out? I was on Incubus's website yesterday.
That's how you found out we were webcasting?
That's how I found out it was being webcast today by our own station.
Okay.
Good times. Let's do the Afro line, shall we? 323-520-AFRO is the phone number 24 hours a day. Unfortunately, the NHL playoffs are now over.
Yeah.
He shoots, he scores! Red Wings can suck my
Yeah, I couldn't watch the final game because I realized I wouldn't be happy if either team won.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to stop.
But Pittsburgh beat the Red Wings there.
I know, but Pittsburgh, boo.
Yeah, I hear you. One of our favorite movies of the past, Snakes on a Plane. This dude is mixing it together with the story that my childhood fear came true.
That is it. I am tired of these motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking toilet.
Snakes coming out of the toilet.
Sounds like they got a sequel.
It's happening. This guy's questioning our judgment and who to interview.
Really? You're talking to some kid who climbs mountains. Really, that's what you're doing. Goddamn economy.
That dude climbed mountains, though. And
that's
true.
A lot of them.
And we don't have bad guests because of the economy, by the way. We're just bad.
We used to be able to get stars. Now we get 17-year-old mountain climbers. That's how tough things are.
The phone number is 323-520-AFRO.
Okay, so if you misdial the Afro line like I did, and I wasn't paying attention to what the first three numbers were, and you dial 1-800-AFRO-LINE, you actually end up getting the bondage hotline, which is kind of weird.
All right.
It's kind of hot.
Start playing calls from that one.
Yeah.
We were talking to a guy yesterday who had a very unique idea for shampoo.
I was just calling to see what was the name of that new product that Alex is using in her hair. Is it called Shamspoo?
Oh, come on. Oh. Really?
Her hair does look terrific.
Here's a question about one of our bands.
Hey, how can a band called The Killers with such a great name sound so gay?
Can't help you, sir.
Love for our surf reporter?
That guy that does the surf report. If I have to hear Picatola, Shroupit, or waist-high righties one more time, I'm going to in my hands and rub it all over my...
That'll teach him.
Yeah, I don't see any downside for us in that.
I think when it's cold, he says, ooh, it's bird dogs. That's my favorite.
Here's a question.
Hey, guys, I have a bet with a friend. I was wondering if you could help settle it. Who did Mulder and Scully work for on the show The X-Files? You know, what government agency? Dean, do you have any idea?
The FBI!
Well, buddy, you should ask. Thank you very much. Yeah.
About that. We have another question.
Hey, guys, I'm doing a crossword puzzle. I thought you could help me with this clue. It says George H. Bush and Herbert Hoover were head of this government agency. It's three letters. I think the middle letter is a B. Anyway, any help you can give me would be appreciated.
I'm not sure. You're not giving me very much to go on, but could it be...
The FBI!
Look, people, we don't need enablers for Bean. He's plenty bad on his own. We don't need you helping out.
We were fascinated that he came across that sound effect and said, I need that. I'm going to get it. I'm going to put it on my machine. I'm going to work it into the show.
And I've been waiting for weeks with his finger poised above the button waiting to play it.
And how useful has it been?
Not. Here's a dude that's having trouble with his television.
Wow, man, how long is the TV signal going to be off for, man? My TV's been like on blue or snow all day since like Friday. I can't stand it anymore. I missed the whole Lakers game. Dude, what's up?
I hope he gets it fixed by tonight for Game 6. That's all I can say.
I know someone you can call to give you some help.
The FBI!
Oh, stop it.
Stop it. We talked to a homeless woman who we fell in love with named the Queen.
Uh-huh.
I love the paparazzi. The paparazzi, I love the paparazzi.
Yeah, paparazzi, you're good.
And we talked to a guy a little, maybe earlier this week, I can't remember, last week, the dude that wanted to marry a mannequin. That dude happened. We talked to him.
Yeah.
I love this guy. I love this guy. I want to get married to a mannequin.
I think he's laughing.
I hope he's laughing.
That
I believe that's happening today, by the way.
The marriage.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And I will be going down there to make sure that we get that on video.
Fantastic. So 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day if you'd like to call and leave us a message. And we will be right back on The Kevin and Bean Show.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We got the groom from The Hangover, actor Justin Bartha, joining us next hour. Also, of course, Breakfast with Incubus happening on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Anyone here for Incubus, by the way? Okay. All right. I just want to check. I thought they were here to see the showbiz beat. And the man, the genius behind HotChicksWithDouchebags.com, believe it or not, figured out a way to turn that into a TV show. And we'll talk to our friend Jay Lewis coming up after 7 as well.
First, let's talk about Bean and his wacky vacation plans. He's been trying to go to Finland now for 2 years straight.
Well, yeah. We all have. We're all desperate to get to Finland.
Last year, he packed. He booked his flight. He spent hours and hours on his iPod, putting all the music on everything. Got down there, and his passport was outdated, and it didn't let him go. So this year, he's been bugging us about it again. For months, he talks about stuff off the air.
This time, I'm really going to get there. I'm going to Finland. I've got the Finnish national anthem on my iPod.
So the consulate for Finland here in this city in Los Angeles contacted him and said, we want you to come over. We want to have a sauna with you.
That's correct.
Who needs their own embassy less than Finland, by the
way? What are they doing?
I picture, like, Murray's office on the Flight of the Conchords. It's just sort of in a mini mall someplace next to a tobacco store and a Subway. There's, like, a storefront with a Finnish embassy in it.
And there's a phone, but it never rings.
Exactly. Dave and I were very surprised when we went to the home of the Consul General last night, who's a lovely woman named Kirsti. We were very surprised to find how busy she is and how many events she has at her
stop
home.
It.
Nope. She does. There's all sorts of Finnish business going
There's
on
not.
That we don't even know.
There's no Finnish
it
business.
It is. It's like subatomic particles. You can't see them, but they are required to keep the world going. That's what it's like. The Finnish business that's being done is keeping this country. That's the engine that's running this country. You don't even realize
that's it. That's right. The economic downfall. We all blame the Finns.
Now, the one thing that they said, though, was sauna. That was the word that got our attention because they were like, hey, we can take a sauna. I was like, who invites somebody that they don't know over for a sauna?
Well, here's the thing. In Finland, almost every home has a sauna, and if they don't have their own sauna, they have access to a public sauna. It is so common. I mean, Finns go into the sauna 4, 5, 6 times a week. I mean, that is just part of what they do.
And a sauna is like a box. It's a hot box where you go in and you sweat, basically.
Right. Speaking of hot box, Hannah met me at the door.
Oh, we talked to Hannah.
God.
We talked to Hannah on the phone.
Yes, we did.
She sounded like Khloe Kardashian.
Mrs. China.
So Kevin
is China.
So Kevin couldn't wait for David me to get over there because he knew we were going to be getting into the sauna. And
With a bush pig.
That's
right. Come on. So, no, but that's the funny part. Is it Bean's picturing a playgirl, playboy.
She was Ms. Helsinki 2007
sure.
in my mind.
Uh-huh.
So it was Kirsty, the consul general, and then it was Hannah, who's her assistant, who works for the consulate there. And then, Dave, what were there? Probably about a half a dozen other people, many of whom had just gotten off the plane from Helsinki.
Just off the plane from Finland, yes.
These are
the first
visitors.
Thing they had to do is run to a sauna?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like Aquaman, if they're out of water for an hour, they die. They have to run to a sauna.
Because they're dehydrated, right. So, yeah, there were all these people. In fact, we were talking to a guy last night who had been to the Metallica concert in Helsinki the night before, and now
he
was in Los Angeles at the sauna. It was hilarious.
Please. So, there wasn't a guy under 75 years old there, was there?
I was the oldest guy in the room,
yep.
I'll tell you that.
Sure you were.
As usual, right? So, so there are all these people there from Finland. They couldn't have been nicer people. They couldn't have been better hosts, and we had a traditional Finnish meal. We had a beautiful buffet with salmon and potatoes and salad and just all sorts of great food and everything like that. Fascinating conversation. I mean, at one point, I look over at Dave, and we're at dinner. Dave, are you paying attention?
Yes, sir.
We're at dinner, and we're having a very spirited conversation around the dinner table about the economic collapse of Iceland over the last couple of years.
That
right?
was very interesting, too. Yes, it had my attention, and it was captivating.
And I was thinking, this how unusual a night is this for Dave, and what a champ he is for pretending to be interested.
Dave, did you speak up and represent all good people and say, wow, this is fascinating?
Dude, I was chowing down on some salmon, dude.
That was good. All right, so we're there with our hosts, and apparently, and I was very disappointed to hear this, because you know I was looking forward to getting in the sauna with Hannah, right? Apparently, they weren't doing co-ed last night.
Oh. Hey, Hannah said they would.
And apparently, they weren't doing co-ed last night.
Because they saw Bean.
We
so.
Said...
They said,
no, I'm sorry, this sun is broken at HBCU, and there's no co-ed, no sauna, nothing. In fact, put more clothes on, please.
And there were a couple of very attractive young blonde women
there
who
were
last night that had just come in from Finland. Dave, please back
of
me
course.
Up if I'm telling the truth.
All right, how hot's Hannah then? Your girl of Hannah, you're could do. How hot is she?
So the girls go into the sauna. They do their thing. And then we guys stand around and go over some maps and discuss my itinerary for next week in the motherland and stuff. And then when the girls are done, they all get showered and dressed and come out. And then all the guys go in.
There's no overlap at all?
No overlap at
all.
Well,
don't you make that happen?
And, oh, I'm sorry. I'm an American. I didn't know where I was or what I was
doing.
And,
by the way,
no webcam in the sauna either, which I think is ridiculous. So now Dave and I go into the sauna area, into where you get showered and, you know, naked. And it's
so you and Dave went into a sauna naked together.
I had a nightmare like this.
Wow. And it was just you and Dave.
That wasn't the best part of the night.
We kind of wussied out a little bit as Americans and decided to keep I kept my undies on and Dave kept his panties on. So we were set. But the other six guys that went into the sauna with us, They were buck naked. They were finished and naked.
So it was just you and some dudes.
It was Dave and
you're
me.
You're sitting in your underwear in a hot wood box with some naked men.
Naked men.
I found out what it's like to live, you know, Psycho Mike's life for an hour. It was so weird. But, yeah, so we were in there. And I'm telling you, the thing is, I mean, Ralph, you know this. You've traveled. There's an entirely different attitude toward nudity in Europe. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Right.
They don't freak out over it. They were couldn't have been more casual, couldn't have been less awkward for them.
By the way, it's not a big deal here. You go to Burke Williams, and you go to a spa, and you go into the steam room, you go in naked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave and I decided not to. Now, he did shoot a picture of me in the sauna, and I did put that up on my blog at the website this morning, so you can actually see me in the sauna.
Who wants to see that?
I'm thinking I don't want to see that.
So
it was all guys in the sauna?
It was all guys in the sauna.
So Hannah was there?
But I'm bummed.
All right, I do have a picture here. I'm going to bring up a picture of our host last night, and it's going to be Hannah. You'll see.
This is going to be great for the radio audience.
I know. Well, we're having some internet difficulties here this morning, but this is going to end up on the website as well, so everybody will get a chance to see it. So okay. You'll see the beautiful Hannah, who's there with her husband last night.
I just threw up.
And you'll see Kirsty, who's the consul general, who couldn't have been sweeter.
All right. Okay. Show us the picture.
She's sweeter. She's got a great personality.
There we go. Here's Hannah right here. Looks a little bit like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Like an even uglier Gwyneth Paltrow.
There's me. There's the consul general. And there's Dave. There we are from the big party last night.
I got to tell you, not what I pictured.
Exactly. Not bad, right?
Yep, no.
Not finished supermodels is what we're saying.
Right, not that.
No,
very sweet girl and very pretty, I believe, and couldn't have been a better hostess. And we just had a tremendous time last night.
I'm sure they're lovely on the inside.
They're lovely on the outside as well. And by the way, they're hooking me up. They're going to contact some radio stations for me in Finland, and I can stop in and visit when I'm there.
Well,
it's
the perfect trip.
Wow.
You get to partake in Finnish radio.
How great.
So it was a day. We had a great time last night.
It was an awesome time. I had fun, and I learned more about Finland than I have my whole life. So
the only thing is I'm dragging a little bit this morning because we didn't get out of there. I mean, we really went for it. I don't think it was – I mean, it was like 9:15 when we left last night, so I am really beat.
Wow.
But,
yeah, and plus you're dehydrated from the sweating so much.
Yeah, the
sauna
really did a number on my eyes.
In your underwear.
And did your eyes bonkers?
Dude, it was bonkers. Crazy.
Anyway, I recommend it. If you ever get an invitation to the consul's house from Finland, you ought to take them up on that.
I'm declaring war on Finland.
It's a good time. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Breakfast with Incubus in 1 hour from right now. You can listen to it here on the radio. Of course, you can watch it on the website as well. We're going to be streaming it live around the world.
We're actually streaming it right now, but it's just us right now. There's no bands.
No real reason to tune in right now at all.
I'm just saying.
A lot of computers won't even carry us.
Right. But
the screen just goes blank.
If you just want to check to make sure you got it working and then walk away.
That's a good idea. All right, 6:58. Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
We may finally have a resolution to the whole David Letterman-Sarah Palin feud.
Really?
A duel at dawn?
No duels. I mentioned
she
an hour
deported?
Ago. I mentioned an hour ago. She already lives in Alaska. Can't go much further than that. That there was supposed to be a rally outside of the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City today, a rally of Palin supporters demanding Letterman be fired for his jokes that he made about the governor's trip to New York last week.
Well, in his defense, I mean, he is a comedian and he was making a joke, right?
How dare he? He apologized last night on the show once again, saying that it was a joke beyond flawed, and he apologized over and over again involving the governor's family and anyone else who was outraged by the joke. Well, this morning we find out that Sarah Palin has accepted Letterman's apology. Sort of.
Sort of.
Yes or no?
Remember when you were in grade school and you were in the schoolyard and you have a fight with a kid and the teacher said, now you apologize to him and say, okay, I'm sorry that you're an a-hole.
Right.
That's pretty much what she said. She said, of course I accept the apology on behalf of young women all over the world.
Oh, nope. Please.
From men who talk about the public sexual abuse of young people.
Oh.
Nope. And I hope that men like that someday evolve.
Nope.com.
That was her graceful acceptance of his apology.
She would like Dave to register as a predator.
Yes,
next time he moves.
Yes, she would. So maybe that puts an end to it.
Everyone could just move on. Speaking of sex, Sienna Miller's in the news, one of my favorite actresses. She says she has never been out on a date.
What?
And she's been with some of the most eligible bachelors in the world.
And some of the most eligible married guys in the world,
too. That's true.
They just go straight home?
Yeah, they don't want to take her out.
The advantage of being a whore is that you don't have to bother with the whole dating process. You can just go right to the sweaty banging. She says she's a very emotional girl who finds it hard not to fall in love when she meets a man.
All right.
Or fall in bed, for that matter. Yeah. So. Lindsay Lohan's back in the news. Could Lindsay Lohan be a kleptomaniac?
Very much so.
Sure.
There's been stories where she's done a couple photo shoots where clothing that she has worn during the photo shoots has mysteriously disappeared.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now apparently investigators are looking into some valuable jewelry that has disappeared from a photo shoot she posed for while shooting for Elle magazine.
Didn't she disappear with someone's fur coat from a party?
Took
That's
that too.
Right.
This isn't the first time Lindsay has been accused of having sticky fingers. However, this jewelry apparently is extremely valuable, and now police are being brought in to investigate.
Ooh. Awesome.
How great would it be if she was a jewel thief? Maybe the whole thing's just a cover. She's an international jewel thief.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
And congratulations to Reese Witherspoon. She is the proud owner of her own fragrance. I love the celebrity fragrances.
Is this called Manish?
No, it's not.
Oh, Kevin. Right.
This one will be for Avon. This is the company's first ever global scent linked to a celebrity. It is called In Bloom. And apparently the scent is reminiscent of wide mouth bass and teeth.
No.
I don't even know what teeth smell like. But apparently it's in the scent.
It's an unusual scent.
It is an unusual scent. Maybe fluoride or enamel or something.
Who are these people that go out and buy a fragrance because it has a celebrity's name?
Wouldn't you like to smell like Reese Witherspoon?
No, but there are so many of them. I mean, everybody from, you know, J-Lo to Diddy, they all have, I mean, and a lot of them sell huge quantities.
They make big dough on
big
those.
Dough, right?
A lot of people
it's
are buying
just, it's merchandising like a Jonas Brothers sleeping bag or something. It's just slapping another name on another product and moving units, so to speak.
That's a good point.
Hold on. Let me see if I can figure that out.
Let me trace. Someone do a flow chart.
You guys
that
are
Jonas,
talking about perfume
right?
and cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, cologne.
Said, yeah.
Well, I guess if you point that out, think about it, then it makes sense.
Did you pull a muscle reaching for that one? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actor John Cho.
Hey!
He is 37 years old today. When did he go from sort of like a Japanese high to a hernia? When did that sound effect alter?
Wait a minute. Don't get excited.
Our good friend and radio host, Petros Papadakis, celebrates his 32nd birthday today. Kings of Leon singer Nathan Followill turns 30 years old.
Used to be good.
You used to be amazing. Why'd you sell out?
I hope they don't judge you by this new record.
Actress Missy Peregrine of The Reaper. Oh, she's so adorable. You know, she was also in that gymnast movie with Jeff Bridges. What the hell was that
Stick
called?
It.
Stick It. Yeah, she was in Stick It.
I rented a movie called Stick It, and it was not about...
You're in the wrong section of your video store once again. She turns 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz...
Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
If you could not talk while we're on the air, that would be cool.
All right.
Yeah. Try to do a little show here.
How about a little signal or whatever?
Try to do a little show here.
World famous K-Rock at 7:09.
Less than 1 hour away from Breakfast with Incubus, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
Do we tell them now they're not coming?
No.
We think they're still coming. They're still on the way.
We're going to keep telling them they're coming?
No, they really are coming.
Whatever you say.
Incubus is going to be right here on that stage.
Wink,
right
I can
there.
Play along. No problem, buddy.
You can play drums, right, Ralph?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
We are at a super secret location that we are not allowed to reveal, but here's the hint. There are 1,000 pieces of Tupperware with us in this room. Am I right about that?
And a dog glue.
And a dog glue. I can't exactly figure it out. All right. A couple times we've had a guy at a show named Jay Lewis, who we are very impressed with because he has noted – he's really the first to kind of – catalog the phenomena of hot chicks with douchebags. We've all seen it our whole lives. He's the one who figured out what's up with that, put them on a website, made books out of it. Now it's a TV show. That's our man, Jay Lewis, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think I already said that. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, good. What's up, guys?
Good to talk to you again. Congratulations and everything. Was I right about that? You got at least one book out with the hot chicks with douchebags, or maybe it's even two, right?
No, I got the book. You guys first had me on when I had the website, and then I had the book, and then you had me on for the lawsuit.
Right.
And now you're having me on for the show. Is she really going out with him?
Exactly. And I can't believe you figured out a way to turn this into a television show. What are you going to be doing on MTV? How's it going to work, Jay?
Yeah, it's really cool because, like, you know, on the website we do different photos, you know, of the couples every single day. The show's kind of the same way. It's like a different couple every episode. It's a daily show on at 5:30. And we have a voiceover that kind of follows them through their
hottie douchey adventures, and we kind of see whether they stay together or break up.
Now, do they know that this is the angle that you're taking, or do you try to tell them you're doing another kind of show or something?
You know, we told them we were doing a comedy show about loud couples, but what's great, and you'll see, we had a first show yesterday. It just premiered. We had the OC bag yesterday, and
yeah, here's Tommy
the and Allie for a couple.
We have a quick clip of the beginning of that show with the OC bag.
The United States of America is host to many diverse species of douche. Tonight, we focus on Southern California, home of a particularly buff breed known as the OC Bag. Other notable OC Bags include extras Mark McGrath, Laguna Beach's Jason Waller, and master illusionist Chris Angel. Okay, not from the OC, but seriously, abracadouche.
How are you going to throw Chris Angel in there?
Abracadouche.
You know, Chris Angel is the epitome of douchebagger.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Is he from Orange County?
No, he's not.
Well, that's cheating. I'm saying that's cheating.
So you interview these people and learn about their lives, and you actually talk to the hot chick to find out why she's going out with the douchebag?
Yeah, we kind of follow her. She's usually, like, sort of realizes everything's in a crisis mode, and she's got, like, the BFF who's like, you know, you should dump his ass, and, you know, hopefully by the end of the episode she's learned her lesson.
Hmm. Are you trying to break them up? Is that the goal?
No, we're just sort of following them through this crisis. You know, usually it's, you know, at the end of the night, she's crying in a parking lot, and he's hitting on strippers or, you know, going off to get his orange tan. And she's going, why can't I change him?
So it's a happy ending every night.
Yeah, it's a happy ending, exactly. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Jade. You probably spent more time in your adult life speaking with douchebags than you ever hoped to. There was a time before this was your whole life. But when you get to know these guys, are all of them actually douchebags? Or are some of them just people who are fashion challenged and they look like douchebags, but they're actually okay guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When I was doing the website and the book, it's like I'm just sort of, you know, from a distance, like looking at photos going, that's clearly a douche. And what's kind of interesting is when we did the show and I would actually go on set, some of them are actually like turn out to be like kind of okay guys with horrible fashion sense, and others are far worse than you would have imagined.
Really? Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Bina and I are guys who don't have great fashion sense.
Yeah, but you don't dress like douchebags, though.
We try not to.
I think douchebag is as douchebag does, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to get the orange tan and you're going to put the lacquer in your hair and you're going to, you know, wear the chains and the V-neck shirt, yeah, you're the douchebag.
That's the thing. Well, douchebaggery is all about, you know, performance and spectacle and trying to, like, impress as many women as possible. And it really is a behavioral thing when it comes down to it.
So, Jay, do you have a team that goes out to nightclubs every night looking for douchebag couples that you can then invite on the MTV show?
We did. We actually cast by going into nightclubs. We cast around the greater, like, OC, California area, and we also shot New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Staten Island area.
How do you leave New Jersey? How do you not just get stuck there forever if this is what you're looking for?
I think in a four-block radius of New Jersey, we could make 6 years of this show.
That's what I'm saying. Just set up your camera on a corner, and you're set.
Exactly. We don't even need to edit. We can just film down a street. It's great.
I'm guessing that these douchebags don't even care if you're calling them douchebags as long as they're on television, because it's just more attention for them and they love it.
You know, that's the thing. They love any attention. They love bad attention. They love good attention. So they really, I think in the end, they just want everybody to look at their shaved chest and spiky hair.
Exactly.
Well, here's the world we live in. Arrested Development gets canceled because of low ratings, ladies and gentlemen. But Hot Chicks with Douchebags is now a television show. It's called Is She Really Going Out With Him? Jay, I'm going to check it out. It sounds funny. Weekdays at 5:30 on MTV. Thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always good to catch up with you.
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Breakfast with Incubus, a little over a half an hour from right now. By the way, did you see former Miss Double December Yasmin making out with Mike's wife Jenny out in the audience?
I did see that, yes.
Wow. That's...
Jenny's wearing the hat, so I'm guessing she's the dude in the relationship.
She's the boy, right. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Can you guys kiss again real quick for us?
Yeah, real quick.
Just kiss again?
Just for a second.
Just kiss.
Wow.
Wow.
They didn't mind doing it when no one was watching.
Security.
Let's have them thrown out.
Let's have them thrown out.
Good idea. Hey, a few minutes ago, we were talking about hot chicks with douchebags. Speaking of douchebags,
Psycho Mike and his wife.
Well, Psycho Mike comes by, but so does Spencer Pratt from the Hills, who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Spencer. Funny how you work that in, Chief. All right, Captain. Hey. Keep saying my name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
you guys have your funny little radio show,
right?
And you make, you know what, $10 a day,
right?
And I'm making $3 billion a year.
You know,
that's right.
That much money.
Me and my
Spencer.
Queen.
Now, Spencer, before we...
Hey, no, real quick, Chief, I hear you're down there. Like Incubus is going to play.
Yeah, yes,
that's right.
Heidi's going to go on tour with them.
Nope.
Yep.
No, she's not.
2010, she's doing world tour.
That's not going to happen.
Happening.
She might be
all right, Chief.
Servicing the roadies,
right.
But that's about all she can get on that tour. Well, listen, before we talk about what happened yesterday, the incident that has got everybody talking about Spidey and hating on Spidey in all new ways that happened on
9/11
on the
Today Show. 9/11 Part 2. Right. Yeah, I
want to give you one last opportunity before we get into it to tell everybody what a douchebag you are and how the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was really the worst behavior anyone's ever had on television.
What? Listen, Bobby, don't come at me like that. And if it wasn't for the genius Stephen Baldwin making me saved by Jesus by baptizing me in the rivers of Costa Rica, off the coast of Africa, I have now become a man of Jesus. Normally, I would have come down to wherever you're at and just whipped your ass.
But you're a tool, though. I mean, you understand that you're
a
tool.
I'm a man of Jesus. I'm a man of Jesus. I'm a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. I'm a riverboat gambler.
I'm
a lynx farmer.
You don't even know what that is.
I don't even raise lynx on farms.
I'm the executive producer of Cheers.
You're not.
That shows off the air.
All right,
and that's what I am. I am not
lying.
A douchebag.
All right. Here's a clip. Al Roker, Kevin's favorite weatherman.
I thought it was just a weatherman.
Over there on the Today Show. He was doing an interview with Spencer and Heidi talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Let's roll the clip.
Heidi and Spencer Pratt, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there are those who say that you guys are the poster children for everything that's wrong with celebrity in this country.
That was just Paul Telegdy that said that from NBC.
Well, when you look at this stuff that you have on this tape, do you have any regrets about doing what you do?
I was actually going to ask your producers to get a copy of that little highlight reel because that was one of my favorite things I've ever watched.
Yeah! Spencer.
It's one of my favorite things to watch.
It was. Spencer. I know. They put together a montage of some of my greatest hits.
Doesn't strike you as odd that Al Roker came down on you. That guy is not exactly, an investigative reporter.
He's not Mike Wallace for 60 Minutes.
Right.
He's like a
nice
softball
guy.
Tosser ever.
He's a weatherman, for God's sakes. How could the weatherman hate you? That's how much hate there is for you in this country.
Hey, of course he's hating on me. I'm wealthy. I'm white. I'm the king of the media, and he's just a lowly weatherman. Oh, is it going to rain today, fat boy? Tell me.
Spencer, you and your wife are everything that's wrong with celebrity culture in this country, though. He's
We're everything
right.
that's
You're
right
the
about the American dream. We're everything that's right about the American dream, okay? Because I came up as a boy of privilege, but I knew that I was going to be something someday. And when I was James K. Polk's Secretary of Defense, simultaneously being Tiger Woods' caddy, I knew that I was going to be something.
That didn't happen at all.
I train every day. I fear no man.
Okay, here's Al asking if finally we can be done with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here now that you're out of the jungle.
This behavior, this is not going to continue once now that you're off the show, is it? I mean, are you going to, you say villain, some people say jerk. I mean,
tomato, tomato.
Yeah! Wow!
Tomato, tomato.
Say tomato, tomato is the same word. Jerk and villain are very different.
Right. Nope.
So you're going to keep
is that
acting
chili
like
chili poblano.
So this is it. I got to tell you, Spencer, this is gonna get you right in the heart, man. We're this close to having a Spidey boycott on this program. We're this close to not
what
talking about
do?
You anymore.
Listen. Brenda,
now,
what will
you
I
do when no one's
about,
talking
without
about
your
anymore?
Little show, your measly little show? I will take my fully formed, flesh-colored beard elsewhere because I am the king of all media. I am the one that's in charge of movies, television, books, print. I'm the founder of Wendy's. I'm Jim Caviezel.
What are you talking about? You've done none of that.
I'm a Nobel Peace
Prize. Thomas was the founder of Wendy's.
And Jim Caviezel's a totally different person.
You've done none of that. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
You're not any of this.
I'm the Lion King.
You're delusional.
You're not the Lion King. That was an animated lion.
Spencer, you're none of those things. All right, we are we're done with you. Please go away.
Is that Lika laughing over there?
Yes, it is.
You shut your goddamn mouth. I'll take it from the men. I'll take it from the men in this world.
Nice,
but the last
Spencer.
Thing I'll do is listen to some woman that's not my beautiful queen with big fake enhanced boobies and puffed up lips and bug bites from Africa.
We gotta go. Wasn't even in Africa. All right, Spencer. Please go away and do never come back. All right.
Sick.
Kevin and Bean Show with Breakfast from Incubus. About 20 minutes away from right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Kind of sucks to be just sitting here doing the show and everybody's waiting for Incubus.
I know. No one cares.
Yeah. No.
That's rough.
We are in a super secret location. Very excited, though, about our next guest. We last talked to him when he was in the theaters with National Treasure Book of Secrets. He was Riley in that movie. And now he is one of the stars of The Hangover. Justin Bartha joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Justin, welcome back, man. How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
You have to be feeling, as a guy who's been acting for a few years, that now, thanks to The Hangover, a lot more people know who you are now.
It's always nice to be in a hit movie, and I think we're all very proud of this one because we love it.
Yeah. It is the funniest movie I've seen in years.
Oh, thank you.
And second of all, you're not in it really much at all.
Not very nice.
You know what I mean? Like
so much.
You're at the
thank
very
you.
Beginning and then the very end. It doesn't look like you got to do any of the fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm a lazy guy, so yeah. It worked out for me because I still cash checks and got to be involved with it in some way.
Sure, yeah. You know, it's so funny because you always have high hopes. You know, you see the trailer, and the trailer was great for The Hangover, and we all thought, wow, is this going to be one of those movies where they put all the jokes in the trailer, then you go to the movie, there's nothing left? Boy,
yeah.
Nothing could be further from the truth from this movie that kind of hits you right out of the gate and never lets up the whole movie. I mean, you don't see that very often, especially in comedies. You know, usually comedies these days, it just seems like the laughs are few and far between. But, man, you guys brought it.
Yeah, this one's pretty unrelentless. I mean, it never stops. The comedy starts at the credits in the beginning and ends while the credits roll at the end. So, the trailer would be the whole movie because it's constantly funny. I mean, Todd Phillips, the director, he just knows... He knows how to squeeze every piece of comedy possibilities in every beat of the movie.
Now, he's a great director. Obviously, he's done Old School and some other movies, but he's been out in the press a lot talking about how this is the most fun he ever had on a movie. Was it like that for all you guys acting in it, too?
You know, it was a lot of fun, but I think, it was a lot of work. I mean, especially for Zach Galifianakis, Ed Helms, and Bradley Cooper. I mean, you know, it was nonstop work, 16 hours a day. It's a fairly ambitious film for what it is. I mean, you wouldn't think that looking at the trailers, but, you know, there's a lot going on. So, it was a lot of fun just because we felt like we were making something special, but, it also was a lot of work.
Now, you weren't there to see Heather Graham's boob in person, right? You missed that.
No, but I was at home watching every other movie.
All right. Okay, good.
That's almost as good.
But you were in some of the scenes at what was Mike Tyson's house, right?
Right. We shot some surveillance stuff at what was supposed to be Mike Tyson's house, yeah.
Tell me about being on set and working with and acting with the champ. What's that like?
Well, I didn't get to work much with Mike, but I met him before we shot. Zach and I went out one night, and he happened to be at the place in Vegas we went to. And then I've done a couple interviews with him since. He's like one of the sweetest guys you could possibly meet. Did you guys see that documentary, the James Toback documentary, Tyson?
One of the best movies of the year.
Oh, my God, it was so good. And that's kind of who, you know, he was. Who, you know, he's just an extremely sweet, thoughtful guy. And, you know, you have to, he's one of those people, like, you know, a lot of people out there that have to deal with preconceived notions before you meet them, but he's really couldn't be a warmer person.
I was so surprised when I went to the movie because I just assumed he was a cameo in one scene in the hotel, and then you find out.
Yeah, he's in a few scenes, and he's really great. He's
yeah, I mean, he actually has lots of dialogue where he's sitting around talking to the guys. It was a real surprise. All right, I'm glad that we have you on today, Justin, because the news has leaked out over the last couple of days that apparently there is very serious talk of Still Hungover, the sequel. What have you heard about that?
Well, you know, before the movie ever came out, the studio kind of announced that they were thinking about a sequel just because they believed in the movie so much, and it was testing really well, and everyone seemed to love it. I know it's kind of still in, it's in an idea phase. There's nothing that's, I don't think, happening anytime soon. Mm-hmm. It's more of a question for the director. But I know that him and his writing partner are kind of throwing around ideas, and we all did have such a great time on this one, and it's been such kind of a runaway success that I'm sure... Hopefully everyone will try to figure out how to get back together.
Because there are a lot of actors who don't want to have anything to do with sequels. They just feel like it's too risky, it's diminishing returns. But if you could get the same group together and get a script as good, you'd be in.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I would do like 8 of these movies. It would be like the new Police Academy.
Were you as surprised as the so-called movie experts were to see how much money this movie has made in the last 2 weeks? Because it's the blowout hit of the year. Nobody saw this coming, really.
Yeah, I think everyone's surprised. I mean, I definitely had a sense while we were making the movie that it was going to be successful and that it was working. But you never know if any, if, you know, there's a lot of good movies that the mass audience doesn't really embrace
right.
to this extent. But on that being said, I mean, this is a very funny movie. It's very rare that you see a movie this funny. And it's Todd Phillips has a specific brand of comedy that we haven't really seen since Old School, his last, you know, kind of movie like this came out. So, you know, yes, it's surprising, but it feels great. I mean, we knew it was going to work, but we didn't know it was going to work to this
right.
extent.
There are very few movies that come along where everyone I know says, one of the greatest movies I've seen, you got to see it.
Right.
Everyone
word of mouth is the word of mouth
word
is,
of mouth
keep it
is
going.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, a lot of the guys were getting texts and the directors were getting texts while we were kind of doing this promotional tour for people that were going to screenings and stuff and saying, wow, you now made two movies that I want to be trapped on a desert island with.
Yep.
Old School. I mean, it really is two of the funniest movies made.
Well, I think it's pretty crazy that my partner Kevin here says that this is one of his three favorite movies of all time. I think
that's great.
Three favorite of all time, of course.
I think he had to bump The Godfather to put The Hangover in the top three there, Justin.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, the movies
are The Godfather and Basic Instinct 2.
There you go.
That's correct.
Obviously, we couldn't say enough good things about the movie. We've been talking about it since before it came out, and we're lucky enough to have had Brad and Ed on the show already, too, so I'm glad we got a chance to catch up with you. Congratulations on The Hangover, man. We'll talk to you again next time on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you guys again.
Thanks, Justin.
This traffic report is brought to you by OCRegister.com. No change yet in the Sigalert and Van Nuys. It's due to police activity. South 405 at Roscoe, the Roscoe on-ramp, and the right three lanes of the freeway are all closed down. Traffic is jammed from Devonshire. North 110 at Redondo Beach Boulevard, there's a wreck in the number three lane with a backup to the 405. And the 91 westbound, extra heavy this morning from Corona all the way into Anaheim because of an earlier problem at Lakeview. The Orange County Register can help you save on everyday stuff. Find hundreds of dollars in coupons and savings in Sunday's Register each week and online at OCRegister.com/shopping. Real savings for real life. That's OCRegister.com/shopping. Get more OC. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:52. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from a super secret location this morning. Again, reiterating what I have learned today is that chicks dig Incubus.
Yep.
Therefore, I today will ask if I can join the band Incubus.
Yeah, well, you can play the theremin.
They don't have a theremin player.
They don't have a theremin.
Oh, that's going to really improve their sound.
And by the way, if you're at home, you didn't get tickets to come to the breakfast, you can watch this. We're webcasting the whole thing at krock.com. You can watch every second of the breakfast with Incubus.
In fact, we recommend it. All right, 7:53, time for our final look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores, so here's what's available to you if you're so inclined to pick up the new Tom Morello's Group CD. Tom Morello has a new band, of course, the Street Sweeper Social Club.
Terrible name.
I had to spend a week just practicing to be able to say that once. It's not easy. The CD is also named Street Sweeper Social Club, so you can pick that up. Also new in stores, the brand new album from Spinal Tap. Yes, the Tap is still around. Back from the Dead is the name of their CD. We'll be talking to one of their members, David St. Hubbins.
Oh, great.
This week on the
show.
It's
a miracle those guys are still alive. It is. As hard as they've rocked.
New DVDs, Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail, finally available on Blu-ray and in regular format.
Yes.
So you can check that out. I'm going to buy a stack of them
and
then go skeet shooting. I'm going to shoot those DVDs in the air with a shotgun. Friday the 13th, the extended killer cut.
Get it? Get it?
No.
Starring Jared Padalecki and Danielle Panabaker is also in stores today. And finally, Kevin, for you, on Blu-ray today, Ghostbusters is being released on Blu-ray.
That's one
of your favorite films of all time.
Now, is that still in the top three?
Of course.
With Hangover? So it's Ghostbusters, Hangover. What's the third one?
Some other movie.
Okay.
What did he see last week?
Not aware.
TV shows on DVD. Burn Notice, the second season, is available now on DVD. And the seventh volume of Family Guy.
Oh, great.
Also available. So make sure to pick that up because Daddy is doing some landscaping in his backyard and needs a check.
And that means you'll get some money if
I
buy a copy.
That's what that means.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph, isn't there another album that's coming out today that perhaps might be worth mentioning?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Pete.
I wonder if some of these Incubus fans that are maybe into hearing their greatest hits might know.
Oh, that's right. The greatest hits album.
Yes.
Well, that was a
Monuments
given.
And Memories. Double CD from Incubus.
Or
stores.
Melodies.
And Melodies, right.
Either way.
It's available everywhere today.
John Stamos used to date Denise Richards.
Okay.
And Denise did an interview recently where she said John Stamos was the best lover she's ever had.
That's right. That's kind of exes I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My exes send like dead animals to my doorstep. They don't really just ramble on about what a good lover
I was. You had one ex that said you were the best that she'd ever had.
That's
I remember
true.
That. Because I remember thinking, I've never had that.
Yeah. And then she changed her mind. And right. I think she said it was Billy Idol.
Right. Yeah. She was confused, but at least for
confused.
A second.
Right. Yeah. And Billy Idol said, oh, she told me it was Charlie Sheen. So who knows what she's thinking these days.
It pays to be P. Diddy's baby mama. Diddy just bought Kim Porter, his girlfriend and mother of his 11-year-old son and two twin girls, a $6 million nine-bedroom mansion in Toluca Lake.
Are you not entertained? But, are you not entertained?
But does she still have to hang out with Diddy?
I don't think so.
That's
I don't
a
think
pretty
so
high price.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why he bought her the house. Like, here, just go raise my illegitimate children, and here's a mansion for you.
I like it.
I'd have a kid for a mansion.
Who could do this?
That's true.
That
who can do
question.
This? We're starting to find out the casting for the next set of J.R.R. Tolkien movies. The Hobbit, of course, in works. Guillermo del Toro is the director, and Ian McKellen is back as Gandalf in the film. Andy Serkis will be returning as Gollum. And Hugo Weaving, who played the Lord of Rivendell, will be back as well. So
I am not up to speed on my Tolkien. The
you're
Hobbit
not
is,
down
a,
with those?
Is a prequel to Lord of the Rings?
Yes, exactly.
But has many of the same characters from the trilogy.
Exactly.
Okay.
White Stripes in the news.
They're in the Lord of the Rings movie?
No, this is a news story.
Oh, news story.
That's what
sorry.
That little camera lens sound effect
trying to keep
means.
That's what that is?
Yeah. In 2007, the White Stripes toured all over Canada, hitting every province and territory in the great nation of Canada. Jack White told press last week that a documentary filmed on that tour will be released this year. So you get to see them playing all over Canada, including a bowling alley in Saskatoon and a youth center in Edmonton.
All right.
Why, do you ask? Did
Why?
They go to those places?
Why did they go there?
Because Jack said it's had four generations of his ancestors were Canucks from Nova Scotia, and he's very proud of his Canadian heritage.
Hmm. So see, rock and roll is glamorous.
That's right. And Michael Jackson in the news. He apparently is training to get in peak physical condition for his summer tour in London. It's not really a tour. He's just staying in one place for 50 shows at the O2 Arena. But he's getting into shape. And he has hired a personal trainer to come to his Los Angeles home and do some weight training with him.
Nope.
He's currently 126 pounds. Would like to add some muscle to his frame in order to be able to withstand the rigor of going through a long tour. The person he's hired or brought in to train him is none other than the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno. Will be working him out.
Huh. Isn't Lou Ferrigno like 70?
No, he's not that old. He's still in amazing shape.
Wasn't he a TV star when I was a little kid?
Yes. I think the Hulk was on in the 70s,
yeah.
I believe. But he was in his 20s or something.
Okay.
He's still in excellent
Look,
shape.
Michael Jackson.
He was recently in that the movie with Paul Rudd. And,
I Love You Man.
Yeah, I Love You Man.
I saw him on the red carpet and talked to him on the red carpet of I Love You Man. He's still way swole and way young looking, Bean.
You must have been so aroused, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He is going to try to get Michael Jackson to the same weight. He wants him to be at 270 by the time he does the tour. So.
Can you imagine trying to get Michael Jackson in shape?
Can you imagine a giant buff Michael Jackson on stage? That'd be awesome.
Like Carrot Top?
Giant shoulders all puffed up.
That would be incredible.
I'm hoping for the best. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Our pal and radio host, Petros Papadakis. He's getting married in a couple weeks now.
He sure is.
He is 32 years old today. Kings of Leon singer Nathan Followill is 30. Actress Missy Peregrine from Reaper turns 27. And actor John Cho is 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's about that time. Kevin and Bean Show on the air, super secret location. Very excited to welcome the latest in a long, long line of breakfast shows performing, answering your questions, playing live right here on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Incubus. They're here. They're walking to the stage. They're coming out.
Turns out they have some fans.
Yeah, turns out they do. We are about to get this party started. I see guitars, I see keyboards, I see drums, I see a singer. We see it all.
Brandon, waving to the crowd.
Should we play now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ha
Incubus, live. In a minute. Gonna be live. Gonna sing live. Incubus.
Pardon me while I burst. Pardon me while I burst. A decade ago, I never thought I would be at 23, on the verge of spontaneous compassion, woe is me. But I guess that it comes with the territory, and I'm on this landscape of never-ending calamity. I need you to hear, I need you to see, that if I don't, I can take an exploding, seems like a definite possibility. Ago, I was having a look in a book, and I saw a picture of a guy fried up above his knee. Said I can relate, cause lately I've been thinking of compostation as a welcome bacon in the wrong. The burdens of the planet Earth, a gravity, hypocrisy, and the perils of being in 3D. But thinking so much differently. Pardon me while I burst into flames. Pardon me, pardon me, pardon me.
Incubus, how about that? Morning, you guys. I don't know how that could have sounded any better.
Nicely done.
I want to welcome everybody listening on the radio this morning and streaming worldwide on the internet. Watch your breakfast with Incubus, super secret location. What's it like for you guys when you're singing a song and you look out and, well, frankly, only the girls, but every girl singing along with every word? I mean, you guys write these songs, and then you see people sing them back to you night after night. That's got to blow your mind, even at this point, I would imagine.
That's why I keep grabbing my head. I'm trying to keep my mind in there.
Trying to keep your mind in your head?
Why is it guys don't know the words to any of the songs? Why is it only the girls know all the words? What's that about, by the way?
The guys do. They're just like...
Yeah. Are they being stoic?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't think guys know lyrics to any songs. We do contests all the time where we give around, where we give away stuff, and it's never guys.
Why does it matter,
right?
Yeah, right. This sounds good, right?
I forget all the time.
Well, this is a great day to have the band Incubus here. Not only are they hometown heroes, and we're always excited to see them and see them doing well, but Today's a big day because you've got kind of an important record in stores and available for download a little bit.
Wow. They're available for stealing today.
Look, we got people who've already got it, so clearly they stole it.
Oh, word.
Tell folks about Monuments and Melodies.
We got vinyl.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a vinyl, huh?
Yep. I don't know what that is. Vinyl. Strange word.
It's a big new CD.
Ah, okay.
Tell me about the work that went into deciding that this was the record, this was the time.
Wow. We've been a band for almost 18 years.
How about that?
We figure we're coming up on the 20-year mark. We might as well take a good, hard look at everything we've done and keep going.
And then start.
Yeah. Try and start again.
And then 20 years from now,
do another one.
Hopefully. Let's meet 20 years from now.
Okay, right here.
Here. Okay.
But there are
a lot of
different ways to do a greatest hits record. Some people, they just, you know, they burn it off on their contract, or it's just a way to make a little money without doing any work. But you guys, it seemed like, put a lot into it, not only with new songs, but with going back and, you know, scouring the vaults and looking for things that were left over that you never had a place for before.
Right.
I mean,
it's
a value.
There's a whole second CD to it because there were so many songs, like you said, that were really good songs, just without homes. So,
it's funny.
This was the time for them. Yeah.
Most bands, when they have unreleased songs, it's because they kind of suck compared to the good ones that they put on. I mean, most bands do this. You hear an unreleased one, you go, "All right, I know why they didn't put that on the album." But
that won't be the case.
It isn't. These are really good Incubus songs.
Well, I listened to it last night. I thought it sounds like a new Incubus album.
Right.
I feel like today a new Incubus album came out in addition to the best of package. You know.
You guys are so sweet.
You want a kiss?
I'm just saying.
No, it is a compliment to the level of the stuff that you kept off records over the years, I guess, is what I'm saying. Now, are you guys a band that have hundreds of songs, or is this it? This is all that
this got. There's like two more left.
That's it.
That's why we got to write.
We've essentially heard everything you've ever done, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there's stuff that we wrote when we were 15 that we will never let anybody hear.
Right. Come on.
Look at,
come
maybe,
on.
Maybe one day.
All right. Tell us about the vault.
Three bottles of wine in. The vault is, well, actually there is more, and it's in this vault thing that we put on our website. So I guess when you buy the CD, right?
Yeah, you buy the physical CD.
You get like a Willy Wonka golden ticket thing, and you get to go to the factory and look at all the chocolate.
Hundreds of MP3s, hundreds of videos.
Sweet.
Really?
Wow.
And billions.
Now, I haven't read this anywhere, Brandon, but I suspect you had something to do with the artwork we're looking at too?
Yes, I did it with a crayon.
Excellent.
No, I did it with a pen.
Did you do all that Tupperware right there, or was that someone else?
I did, actually. That was all in my kitchen as of late last night.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
What are we looking at on the album cover? What is it supposed to be?
That's an oversized anglerfish.
Well, sure. Coming out of the water.
But it's sort of I guess you could say, a modern take on the myth of Jonah and the belly of the whale.
Okay.
The beast consumes him and he rides away, and we think that he's in peril, but he's not. He's just transforming.
I didn't get any of that from looking at the cover, so.
There you go.
It's good that you explained that.
We are awesome. Not artists. That's what we know.
is there an original? Like, is there a picture that is the master copy of that hanging on a wall somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
At my house.
That's a nice item. All right.
And the address is?
Because we know where you are. You're here. All right. So here's how the breakfast deal works. Have we ever done a breakfast with Incubus before?
We have. We did it in Calabasas.
Remember us doing a little
long
thing up in Calabasas.
My sister threw a dirty diaper at me.
Nice.
She was there, yeah.
Ah, showbiz.
So yeah. So you remember how it works.
She literally did.
We're going to turn this one over to the fans here pretty quick because they're the ones who got the questions. They're the ones who love you. They're the ones who did and said crazy things to get into the Super Secret location today. Because they are hardcore. So we'll take a quick break. The guys are going to be playing again when we come back, and we'll go to your questions from the audience. It's Breakfast with Incubus, and it's happening right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Incubus.
We are back live with the guys from Incubus. Monuments and Melodies is the new album, available everywhere, in stores, online, download. Dave, the King of Mexico, is here. He's in the audience. He's got our Incubus fans. We're going to start asking some questions because it is breakfast. Now, this is cool for folks who aren't watching online, and you could be watching on the internet as we stream this live. This is the first breakfast we've had where you actually come up on stage with the band to ask your question. But I suspect that this young lady won't mind.
Don't make me take you down. Oh, okay. He's good. Brandy's shaking her hand. Very nice. All right. Your name and your question.
My name is Erica from Corona. I just want to say I was the classy lady that said
we didn't ask you to do that.
I'm just going.
I appreciate you offering.
Don't ask. You don't want to know.
I'm just going to ask a question.
Later.
Um, Anyway, I really like to travel, and I really like to listen to people's traveling stories, and I know that you guys have been all over the world traveling on tours, so I just wanted to see if you guys had any particular people or experiences that stand out to you and any good travel stories.
That has to be one of the best parts of the job, is being able to go all over the world, right?
Yeah, and like a little, we see the world in snippets.
Yeah.
Do you blink someplace else?
I was going to say, do you even sometimes it seems like it probably all blurs together?
It occasionally can.
Does anything stand out?
Quite a lot does, actually. But it's usually when something really strange happens that it's like, oh my God.
Strange bad?
No.
Strange good?
Strange.
Anything in particular?
One time we were in Germany. And it was early in the morning, and our tour bus pulled up to a truck stop, and Jose got off and didn't tell anybody. And
it was the first time in Germany, too, wasn't it?
And he started eating something and came out, and the bus was gone. And the bus didn't come back for about, how long, Jose? Like 4 hours or something?
That's where you want to be, is at a truck stop in Germany.
Yeah, we didn't know. None of us knew. We were all asleep. And then about, 3 or 4 hours later, we wake up. Hey, where's Jose?
Awesome.
No cell phone either, by the way.
This is in the pager era.
Yeah, so we went back and got him, and he'd been like spare and change and
speaks
and
perfect German now as a result.
Eating mystery French fries and right, Jose, is that accurate?
Yeah, he's shaking his head yes on everything.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if that's a good enough travel story, but that's one of many.
I like it.
Outside of America, what are other countries that are crazy for your band?
We have a really good time everywhere we go, fortunately, but South America has proven to be a really fun...
Diablo when you're down there?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit, yeah. We've had some of our, craziest shows, in South America.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, who's next on the stage here?
Your name and your question.
Leanna from Santa Ana.
Hello.
Now, is that a shout-out for Leanna or for Santa Ana? What's going on here?
Woo-hoo! Orange County! Woo! No, okay. Actually, my question's for Mike. My question was regards to what made you decide to pursue Harvard?
I just wanted to learn stuff.
Wow! I hope they put that on the poster.
Yeah, it'll be in quotations on the chalkboard in every classroom. I wanted to learn for personal fulfillment. That's it, really.
And you studied music composition?
I studied music. I studied evolutionary biology and physics as well.
Wow. Where are you in the academics there? I mean, you have 2 years to go, or are you close to graduating, or what?
I've got 3 years to go before I graduate.
Okay. Are you going to go back and finish?
I have to clear it with my band members first before.
Yeah.
So you went and lived there and just went to class, got up every day, went to class like a student, huh?
Yeah. I had an apartment in Harvard Square and woke up every day and sat down with a whole bunch of kids who are way smarter than I am and much younger and made an ass out of myself.
Did a lot of people know who you were, and was that difficult at all?
Some did, but it was really mellow, actually. People are so busy there, and they're, busy curing cancer and saving the world and winning Nobel Prizes and things like that. So they think it's cute that I, write music and stuff.
You with your little band that's a hobby. Thanks for stopping by.
And Brandon, didn't you study art? Did you go to a university study?
You're going to have to...
Briefly.
Briefly?
I decided that I'm done with school until I'm at least 40.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good call. Yeah. I think if I had the opportunity to go back to school, I'd say, no, I'm a musician. Yeah. I'm good.
I lived vicariously through Mike.
Okay, fantastic.
It's interesting. I mean, I can totally see where Mike is coming from because you do want some other stimulus besides what you get from work every day. And you have, you're lucky enough to kind of have the job where you can build some time in if you want to go off and do stuff like that.
Right. I mean, it's taken us a really long time to get the point where we had a year to go and do other things, but it ended up being really necessary to do that,
Sure.
Introduce something sort of novel into your life, which in our case was normalcy.
Brandon actually came with me to all of my classes for 2 days, and so he got to sort of really, really see what it was like, and he was like, no. He was like, that's really cool, but I no.
You enjoy that. Let me know at the end how it went.
It was the music class that got me the worst.
Because you realized you knew nothing about music, right?
Nothing, yeah. I've been literally following my nose through music forever. And I went to his music class, and they were just all speaking Greek. It was insane.
We're doing a Breakfast with Incubus here, if you're just joining us. It's on the radio, it's online, on the World Wide Web. We have plenty more questions from us and from you, the Incubus fans. But how about another song right now? How's that sound, you guys?
More live music, Breakfast with Incubus.
on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's this one go?
Hope you're not asking us. Live music from Incubus. We are doing our breakfast with Incubus, and we will be right back.
The Kevin and Bean Show, having breakfast with Incubus.
Hey, that's us, and that's them. It's Breakfast with Incubus on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in. Monuments and Melodies, available everywhere today. Incubus' greatest hits, plus two new songs, and also a whole disc of previously unreleased stuff. Hey, Brandon, you're the artist, so we're going to ask you. We're not allowed to say where the super secret location is that we're at right now, because they don't want the crazy Incubus fans to come out. Please describe for folks who aren't here what it is I'm looking at in front of me. The Tupperware Museum. What's that all about?
Basically.
Yeah, we don't know either.
Listen to how deep my voice sounds right now. This is my morning voice. Ew.
I'm keeping that.
Is that good?
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
Yeah. You know,
I will sell
cool
it to you.
About art. Did you make it?
I will sell it to you. No, he didn't, but he'll sell it to you.
I think it's cool. I think maybe you're supposed to, like, run through it carelessly. And, I'm in Tupperware.
I feel like I'm having like a weird acid flashback or something. I'm in a Tupperware dream or something.
That's what's fun about it. Yeah,
I guess. All right, Breakfast with Incubus. That means we got plenty of crowd questions. We're going to get back to the audience in a sec. Let me do a couple from the internet, because one of the ways that people won their way in here was submitting questions online, and then we'll talk to the winner and find out what the best question was submitted online here in a couple minutes. But here's a couple that didn't make it that are still good. Alex from Arcadia wants to know, since you've got rarities and B-sides on the new album, are you going to be including some of those songs in the tour this summer? Will you be playing some of these songs on disc 2 on the road?
Yes, we will. Yes. We've been like rehearsing for the past few weeks at my house and playing these songs that some of them are not that old, but some of them are really old.
Really?
Yeah. And so we've been like revisiting material that we haven't even like listened to in 8 years or something.
Do you ever listen to something and go, I don't remember making that?
All the time. Happens all the time. Right, guys? Yes. Yes. We've been doing it for the last like 2 weeks, trying to learn songs that we had forgotten that we wrote.
That some band named Incubus wrote at some point in their lives. How big a tour is it going to be this time around?
The biggest.
So, I mean, in terms of dates, I mean, is it like a two-year round-the-world kind of thing?
Oh, no. It's actually a pretty brief tour for us. We're used to like a 12 to 16-month touring cycle. Mm-hmm. This is going to be 2 months.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
It's just like an extended camping trip this time around.
Is the Hollywood Bowl a big deal for you on July 13th?
Are you guys going to come? All right, I'll be there too. Yeah, I mean, I know we've all sort of grown up going to shows there and everything, and I've shed tears there at bands and stuff, so I'm really excited to be playing.
Yeah, there are still a few venues out there that are special, right, to play, that aren't just another room.
Yeah, yeah, the Bowl's definitely one of them. And parking is really easy.
That's what I understand about that.
It's very nice.
All right, let me ask one more, and then we'll go back to the crowd. Vincent from Hacienda Heights wants to know, since you know, you guys have been together, a lot of you, since the 10th grade, when you used to think about making a band and staying together as a band, did you think you were going to be the kind of band that made it big, or do you think you were going to be the kind of band that just, you know, scraped by playing music?
We
actually weren't thinking about that at all, to be perfect. I mean, I don't think any of us were at the time. We just loved making music, and it was fun.
Plus, we had homework to do.
Yeah. I still have homework to do.
That's by your choice, though. That's a bad choice.
Yeah.
On your part.
We just loved what we were doing. We started playing at people's parties and stuff, and it was like, wow, this is fun.
Well, some groups do map out their plan for world domination. They go, okay, here's our goals. We're going to have a number one record, or we're going to win a Grammy, or we're going to do this. I mean, you know,
maybe
not everyone does that.
Do.
Those guys suck.
Maybe there's something to that.
I think you're doing fine with your approach.
We have to play on the moon.
All right, who's next in the crowd there, Kevin?
It's Isaiah from Mission Viejo. Jose, you're the bomb bomb diggity, bro.
Yeah, Jose!
I was wondering when you guys played the Who tribute. I just wanted to hear about your experiences with that. And Pete Townsend, did you get to, you know?
We lifted weights with him. It was fun. It was pretty wild. It was like a total. It was actually really surreal. Because that, I know. I mean, the Who. It's the Who.
Yeah.
Who? It was the Who. It was incredible.
What about his follow-up question?
No, I didn't lift any weights with him.
Did you talk to Roger and Pete when you were there? I mean, as just fans, do you go up there and go, oh, I mean, do you act with them like they act with you?
I was screaming at them. And no, I kicked it with Roger for a little bit in his trailer. We drank some vodka and he was telling me about the 60s. It was awesome.
Wow. It's got to be surreal.
He has a lot of kids.
It was also really great for us to play with Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters. You know, those are amazing bands that we also grew up listening to, and they're all great guys. And every time I see Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins, I'm always thinking to myself, what handsome devils those guys are.
Yeah, they should be a couple. They do still run that Who tribute on VH1 if you've never seen it. I'm sure a lot of the people here have. But the people at home, they ought to check it out. It's a very cool show, as Mike mentioned, a lot of great bands. All right, one more question, and we'll get some more live music here from Incubus.
Hi, I'm Melissa from San Diego. My question is, if you all five were stuck on a deserted island, who would you eat first and why?
We've actually asked ourselves that. We've talked about that a lot.
You've worked this out already?
Yes, we have.
Would eating be the first sort of order of business?
Well, when you get, she's saying you get hungry enough, somebody's got to go.
I'd be the last.
Who is it?
Sure.
Well, see, the problem with your band,
Jose, too.
How come Jose?
You don't have any.
He's delicious.
You don't have any fat guys in the band, though. Everybody should carry one fat guy just for an occasion like that. That's the problem. Is all you guys are too buff. All right, great, great question.
Thank you.
Black Heart Inertia is one of the two new songs on the new record. I know you're going to do that next. Anything you can or would be willing to share with us about that song?
It was written during my winter break from school. I came home for like a week and a half.
We were one of his homework assignments.
Yeah. Are you allowed to turn this in, and did you get extra credit?
I don't know. That's up to these guys.
Right. Turn it in. Let's see. Like,
let's
if we
turn
get
it
a
in
C.
right now and see what happens.
Get a grade. Black Heart Inertia is the song. How about some more live music from Incubus, folks? Kevin and Bean Show.
In the woods, a little bath and loot to me.
Nice breath. There we go. Breakfast with Incubus will continue in a moment.
Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean.
Breakfast.
Breakfast
with Incubus.
We are back live. It is our Breakfast with Incubus. We're at a super secret location. Monuments and Melodies available everywhere today. New music and old music from Incubus. We got a bunch of fans here. The band's going to be performing live again in a couple minutes. I think it's time to meet some more listeners, some more Incubus fans, and find out what they've got to say to the group.
Hi, what's your name?
You got a midget, Kevin.
My name's Melissa. I'm from West Covina. Thanks for coming out so early. I wanted to know, what issues and causes do you hope to bring awareness to through your work with the Make Yourself Foundation?
That's a lovely question. We, with our nonprofit Make Yourself, we have been able to like cover a lot of bases. But over the past couple of years, one of the most sort of looming problems
they're not talking
that
now.
We're trying to address and really like do our best to contribute with and to is the environmental issues that we're facing right now. So all of the people that are coming out and donating through the Make Yourself Foundation, coming to the shows and stuff, are putting a lot of needed funds into environmental issues. So we're working with like certain oceanic organizations, forest preservation, you know, reducing carbon footprint type things, but you know.
Do you guys get asked a lot because of your high profile to support a lot of causes or to stump for candidates or to do other things where, you know, that some people do?
Yeah, we do. And it's lovely. It's a really wonderful thing to be thought of in that regard. But then, you know, to be in a position to help is a really wonderful thing.
You should waste the platform you have. That's what you should do.
That's what we would do.
Yeah, really. Just burn it. All right.
Great castle.
Great question, Melissa. Who's next? What's your name and your question?
Hi, I'm Stephanie Rivera from Riverside. I love the shoes, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I can jump higher now.
My question is, what is on your iPods?
Especially the embarrassing stuff.
Yeah. Duct tape.
Duct tape, yeah. That's holding it together. What's on your iPod?
What's on my iPod? Wow, that's a good question. There's a singer named Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony and the Johnsons, you guys like?
What a voice.
Incredible. Yeah. I saw him at Coachella and he like blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Yeah. So I've actually been less on my iPod. And when I really like an artist, I'll buy the album on vinyl if it's available and really like sit with it and get to know it that way.
Wait a minute, you purchase?
I do.
How does that work?
I do. I encourage theft, but I like to purchase myself.
Mike, how about you? Anything embarrassing on your iPod?
What's embarrassing on my iPod?
Air Supply, you know.
No, that's not embarrassing. I saw Air Supply in concert when I was like 16, and it was awesome. It was amazing. I knew every song.
I was there.
Yeah, I knew. We knew every song. Wow. It's like there was a candelabra on a piano, and that's all I.
You guys are lucky you're in a band.
And then I was singing. I knew every word.
We did a Kevin and Bean singles party a few years ago on Valentine's Day. Remember, Kevin? And we had Air Supply come out and then perform, and they went over very big. People still dug them.
And what was the name of that singles party?
It was the Loser Singles Party. That's what we called it. Right. But
what happens at a Kevin and Bean singles party?
I'm surprised I wasn't there. I would have been there.
You know what? Surprisingly, people walk through the door and they just want to bang. I mean, that's why they're there. There's no pretense of romance. It's really just, I'm here to get it on.
That's amazing.
That's what they're all about. All right. How about one more question before we hear some more live music here from the band Incubus? You're listening to Kevin and Bean Show.
Your name and your question.
Hi, I'm Simone from Covina. Brandon, you're like way hotter in person. I swear to God. You're so hot. My question, though, is are you guys interested at all in releasing your own exclusive Guitar Hero or have your album available for download for Rock Band?
Why are you laughing?
So messed up on the first one.
But you guys are all hot. Come on, you guys are awesome. It's not just Brandon.
I can't remember the question.
Guitar Hero, Rock Band?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes is the answer.
We love those games, actually. A few of the guys in the band are avid gamers, and we go over to Chris's house, actually, and everybody's playing Rock Band and Guitar Hero, and I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it.
You know what? It seems difficult for people who actually play the guitar. Yeah. Oh, they all say, I can't do that.
Yeah, we all get our asses kicked at our own songs by our friends.
Right. I tried to take on Tom Morello one time when he came into the studio. He's like, no, why would I do that? I can play it for real. I said, that's a good point.
He can probably kick everybody's ass on it, too. Yeah. He's just not telling you.
Yeah, that could be.
Guys, tell me the long and tortured history of the song "Love Hurts" and how it came to be one of the biggest songs in America from its humble beginnings. What happened there?
It was big in Europe before it was big in America.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Its path went around the world and came back.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Was the plan never was originally was it not going to be one of the singles?
It was sort of thrown around at our record label that maybe it was going to be a single, and then it just didn't happen here.
Did you have to make your own video? Is that true?
Yes, we did.
We
were on tour. We did a really big like world tour around our last record, Like Grenades, and Love Hurts started doing well in like Germany and then Austria and then Switzerland, and we couldn't get any money from the label over there to make a video, so we were like, I won't do it ourselves, and so we...
You could have just had your fans do it like you've done on, Dig and some other stuff.
Yeah, we should do that more, actually. That was
throw it out
fun.
To them.
Yeah.
Would you mind playing Love Hurts for us?
Let's do it.
Love to hear it.
Thank you guys for playing it, by the way, on the radio station.
You bet. Thank you for writing it.
All right. Hey!
Come on. Live music from Incubus. It is our Breakfast with Incubus, and we will be right back.
Kevin and Beans.
Kevin and Beans.
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
With Incubus.
With Incubus.
All right, we are back. It is our Breakfast with Incubus. What do you guys think so far? Pretty good? Pretty fun? Pretty cool? I would like to say, as we usually do for breakfast, that these things are so not the normal time frame for bands that it's really difficult for most bands to get up and do this, and we really appreciate you guys getting up and doing this in the middle of the night for you guys and for singing and the whole thing. We really do appreciate that.
Got a bunch of Incubus fans in the house with questions for the guys. Let's find out who's next here.
Laura from West Covina. I love you guys. If you could only listen to one artist for the rest of your life, who would it be? And that could be collectively or individually.
Hmm. One artist.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, right?
Took me 3 days to decide.
Yeah, I can't decide right now.
It's hard to decide.
It took me
that.
3 days.
What did you decide?
Incubus. Yeah,
that's what I figured.
Really?
But it took her 3 days to come up with that, by the way.
I gave it a lot of thought.
Yeah. There's no doubt it would be Weird Al for me. I mean, I don't even have to think about it. Definitely be Weird Al, I think. Thank you for the question. Well done. All right, who's next?
Your name and your question?
Hey, guys. I'm Jocelyn. I'm from Pomona.
Hello.
First off, if any of you want to go back to school, I teach Spanish. I'm a Spanish professor. You can take my class.
Really?
Yes. Sí. But my question was, if you guys could be any other band, past or present, which band would you be and why?
Be any other band.
Any other band.
Wow.
Mike, you want to be Jimi Hendrix?
I mean, I want to watch Jimi Hendrix, but that's, yeah.
You don't want to beat him?
No, we like...
Wait, did you say beat or B?
B.
Band?
No, B any band, right?
Yeah, you could
like
be.
Beat
if you had
a band or
no,
beat
no, no,
a band?
No, not like kick their ass, but like perform as another band.
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Flo Rida?
It would be...
Pretty good guess.
No, that is.
Yeah. Just saying.
What is that?
It's a great question.
It sounds like something from our Triple X website.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's a good thing. You'd like it. Hey, great question. Speaking of other bands, you guys have done a few covers over the years, but not too many. Not too many.
We actually started learning covers for a Halloween show we did at Irvine Meadows once. You guys, oh my God, we were there. The plan was to do the whole set was going to be covers.
Other people's songs the whole time?
Yeah, other people's songs the whole time. And then we narrowed it down to like five because we were like, that's probably not a good idea.
Thought people would get mad at us.
Yeah.
Because maybe they want you to play some Incubus songs?
Yeah.
Sure.
When you started out, did you, that's one thing a lot of bands do when they're learning how to play their instruments is they copy records. Did you play a lot of music you liked back then?
No, we played a little bit, but we kind of started writing our own music. From really at the beginning.
Our own music sounded a lot like other people's music, but
right.
You know.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of your music, I got a question from submitted online from Irina in Los Angeles, who notices that there have been several outer space and UFO references in lyrics to some of your songs and wonders if there's anything to that in terms of sightings, perhaps, or encounters.
Mike?
Meaning, has the band met aliens? Is that what you're asking?
I think that's Irina's question, yes.
All right.
I appreciate the use of aliens in space.
No, Tom. not right now, Tom. Not right now.
That's really cool to write about.
Are you listening to somebody?
If you write about rings of Saturn.
Okay. Tom, no, we can't hear you. Hold on. Mike, is there a story there?
I don't have any stories, but...
Well, you know what? We've always been fascinated with, like, science and... Carl Sagan and like outer space and string theory and all these fun ideas and everything, and actually really inspiring, like for art, for music writing.
Sure, I mean there's a lot of imagination in thinking about that stuff because you don't know what it is. It could be anything. It kind of gets your mind moving.
Yeah, definitely. It is.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions and then more live music on the band.
All right, your name and your question.
I'm Ashley from Corona, and I actually have a final tonight at 5 o'clock that I haven't studied for yet, so I was wondering, public financial management.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
a lot
of fun. So I was wondering if you guys could write me a note to get out of it.
Will your professor accept a note from them?
Absolutely.
Would your professor accept a note from a Spanish professor?
Ah, that's a good question.
Write in Spanish and just say, like, look, it says that I don't have to take the
final. Right.
So you actually want him to write you a get out of school?
Yes, please.
You know, the pressure's on. I don't know if you saw that Barack Obama wrote a note for a fourth grader this week at a event that he was speaking at.
Really? That might actually get her more weight.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Maybe get Barack.
Maybe so.
All right, Yono. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Brandon's actually going to write her a note. How about that?
Her teacher's going to go, what? No? Why do I get her? By the way, we might mention where we're at now. We can.
Are we allowed? Are we allowed to say it?
Sure.
All right. We want to thank our friends at the Los Angeles Museum of Art for joining us. L.A. County Museum of Art, the LACMA, down here on Wilshire at Fairfax, who kindly opened up their doors for us today to have breakfast with Incubus. We have not been allowed to say it up till this point, but it is a beautiful venue. And everybody that's here in the audience, by the way, free admission into the museum today after the breakfast. How about that? Learn a little something. Pompeii and the Roman Via, Art and Culture Around the Bay of Naples, is the current exhibit that is going on that is a must-see. Many of these things have never been seen outside of Italy, and they are on display right now here at the LACMA. You can go to their website to get more information as Brandon finishes up the note, and that is lacma.org. All right, I think we got time for one more question, Kevin.
The hell are you writing over there, Brandon? Please excuse her. That's
it is a lengthy note.
Thank you. He took some time on it.
There you go. Well done.
All right, one more question.
All right, what's
up,
guys?
Hey, wait, are you the website winner?
Yeah.
You're the guy? Because we had hundreds of people submit questions. We picked one. You won free tickets into the event because of your question. So this better be a good question.
All right, my name is Felipe Sanchez. I'm from Monrovia. I just want to say you guys are really amazing.
Thank you.
And my question is, have any of you guys ever made love to your own music?
Is that even possible?
No, I think he means made love while the music is on.
Oh.
I think. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
There's nothing.
Hurt. Like, the CDs are plastic.
Yeah, I don't think he means physically.
No, I'll just...
Is that USB or FireWire?
I'd like to answer this question.
Yes,
please. Okay. There's nothing more wonderful than making love to the sweet sound of Brandon's voice. And Jose's incredible drumming... And
he's gone.
Kilmore's sexy keyboard skills and all those things. Ben, I have no words for you.
So you recommend it then, whether you're in the band or not? Incubus is a good soundtrack for lovemaking.
It's what it's made for. Made for making love, making babies.
All right, there you go. I think that's a fantastic answer, Felipe. We appreciate that. It sounds like it's sexy time. All right, how about one more from the band Incubus? Who have been great. Thank you again to LACMA. Thank you to the band Incubus. Monuments and Melodies available everywhere today. You ought to get it. It's Breakfast with Kevin and Bean and Incubus.
This is a song from a really good music to make children to, by the way. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else, the afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much time you got left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. In this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. If the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy. Fight back, fly. If you don't like the words you're gonna end, you can look around you, at least you got friends. Say, come on, lady, for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I ain't gonna let the elevator break the guts down. I know, let's go. Let's go crazy, let's get nuts. Before the fair point, I had to pay for us in the truck. Let's go. Don't know why. Maybe it's 'cause we're all gonna die. Yeah, when we do. Yeah, what's it all for? Better than now. For Grim Reaper's knocking on your door. Tell me, gonna let the elevator
That's showing off right there. That's what that is.
Incubus. One more time. Let's hear it for Incubus.
Thanks to the guys. Thanks to the LACMA for having us today. This has been The Breakfast with Incubus on The Kevin and Bean Show. See you tomorrow.